This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There are simple steps you can take to protect both pigs and people from the flu. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit FCSAmerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The industry has managed different strains of influenza for a long time, specifically H3N2 and H1N1. Influenza A, or H5N1, is not in the U.S. swine herd, although it has been recently detected in livestock and humans. Dr. Heather Fowler, Director of Producer and Public Health at the National Pork Board, said there are a few symptoms to watch for.
In people and pigs, the signs are very similar. Fever, cough. In pigs, we think about them going off feed, so anorexia, them not feeling great. And think about when you have flu. You might be achy, you don't feel good, those types of things. But we often think of it affecting the airway. So coughing, sneezing, runny nose, those types of things. And a lot of those signs are very similar between both pigs and people.
Fortunately, there are simple things people can do to keep pigs and people from getting sick.
I think it's easy to say, oh no, it's probably allergies, or I think it's something else, but definitely take precautions and that will keep both people and pigs healthy. In addition, get your flu shot. As we enter the flu season, which generally starts around the fall into the spring, it's never too late. As long as we're within that flu season, it's always a good idea to get a flu shot.
Fowler added that pork producers should think hard about getting a flu shot.
I would just drive home the importance of the flu shot, and not only in our industry, especially of protecting people, but also pigs and then the larger community. By getting the shot, which if they have concerns, definitely talk to your doctor about it. Understand the benefits of it. If there are, say, any health risks given your condition or your age, those types of things, your doctor will be able to advise on that.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.